Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News and your daily wrestling newscast for Monday, March 4th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervive. We begin today with AEW Revolution broadcast live last night on pay-per-view from the Greensboro Coliseum.
To be honest with you, I've been thanking you all since March of 1988. The Nature Boy Sting 45-minute draw for the world title. Thank you, Rick. I don't even know if Rick is still here, but thank you, Rick. Greensboro, you were incredible in 88 and beyond, all the way to this very night. I've been saying on all kinds of interviews, I just want this to be a night that wrestling fans will not forget. A night of wrestling that'll be etched in your minds for years to come. And it is me that's saying this is a night that I will never forget. Thank you, Greensboro! You are awesome!
In what was billed as the final match of his five-decade-spanning career, Sting teamed with Darby Allin to successfully defend the AEW World Tag Team title against the Young Bucks. He scored the win for his team, making Matthew Jackson tap out to the Scorpion Deathlock at 21 minutes and 3 seconds. Sting's career began on November 25, 1985 in Memphis's Mid-South Coliseum. His first match at the Greensboro Coliseum took place 2 years later, and on March 27, 1988, he famously went to a 45-minute draw in the building with then-NWA World Champion Ric Flair, who was present for last night's retirement match, along with such other past Carolina's luminaries as Ricky Steamboat, Nikita Koloff, David Crockett, and Magnum T.A. Samoa Joe successfully defended the AEW World Championship in a three-way match with Hangman Adam Page and Swerve Strickland in the second-to-last match. Joe got the win by submission over Page at 19 minutes and 41 seconds. Will Ospreay made his official in-ring debut as a full-time AEW talent, defeating Konosuke Takeshita in 21 minutes and 57 seconds. The evening's sole title chain saw Roderick Strong take the International Championship from Orange Cassidy in 12 minutes and 43 seconds. The loss ends Cassidy's second reign as International Champion at 145 days. After the match, Kyle O'Reilly made his return to AEW TV, confronting Strong and the rest of Undisputed Kingdom.
He lost his title. Wait, that's O'Reilly! That's Kyle O'Reilly! Where did he come from? Look, did you see his eyes when he rose up behind?
In other title matches, Eddie Kingston retained the Continental Crown against Bryan Danielson, Toni Storm retained the AEW World Women's title against Deonna Purrazzo, and Christian Cage successfully defended the TNT Championship against Daniel Garcia. In other results, Claudio Castagnoli and Jon Moxley defeated FTR by referee stoppage, and Wardlow became the number one contender to the AEW World title by winning an eight-man scramble. WWE came to Bakersfield, California with a Road to WrestleMania house show last night. In the main event, Cody Rhodes bested Drew McIntyre in a street fight. The semi-main event saw DIY, R-Truth, and The Miz defeat The Judgment Day. Gunther successfully defended the Intercontinental title against Jey Uso in the show's only championship match. In other results, LA Knight beat Solo Sikoa, New Catch Republic defeated Imperium, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, and Naomi beat Damage Control, and Omos beat Akira Tozawa. Turning to Japan, Seiki Yoshioka became the new 01 World and International Junior Heavyweight Champion yesterday at 01's 23rd anniversary show in Tokyo's Korakuen Hall, defeating Takumi Baba in 22 minutes and 8 seconds. Also on the show, Junya Matsunaga and Sugutaka Sato successfully defended the NWA Intercontinental Tag Team title against Kamikaze and Kohei Sato. And turning to the United Kingdom, Jordan Breaks became the new Rev Pro Undisputed British Cruiserweight Champion last night in London, besting Leon Slater in 17 minutes and 22 seconds. The main event was a Revolution tag team match that saw J.J. Gale, Michael Oku, Ricky Knight Jr., Shaw Samuels, and Youngblood defeat Brett Semtex, Gabe Kidd, Leighton Buzzard, Reese Rogan, and Spike Trivet. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.